about my grandmother's mother. When I was 9 years old, my grandmother's mother and my grandfather's father visited my house because we had a party for to celebrate my grandfather's 60th birthday. Mm-hmm. Usually in Korea, it's a big party. One day, my mom just went to the market, and the two grandmas stayed at home. And after school, I came back to home, and I rang the bell, and they answered. But they couldn't open the door, because there was two rock and one ledge. They were not used to it, so it was maybe it was difficult to them. And I have no key, so I couldn't open it by myself, and I have no cell phone, so I couldn't call to my mom. And I was thinking about what can I do. And suddenly I realized there is a kind of big hole at the bottom of the door. You know, every apartment has the door for delivering milk or newspaper. So I opened the cover and I put my hands and I said to grandma, here's my hands, can you see it? There is the key on the piano. Could you give me the keys? and they found the key and they gave it, so I could open it by myself. And finally I could enter the home. And the other story, fairy tale. One of the most famous fairy tale, Snow White. I'm gonna tell you about that. Once upon a time, a king was doing a middle work. Staring the outside the snow, and suddenly she clicked her finger on the needle. A drop of blood fell down on the snow, and she was thinking about that. Oh, I wish I had a daughter who had skin white as snow, the wrist red as blood, the hair black as ebony. And soon after she gave birth to a baby girl, and she named her Princess Snow White. But sadly, she died after giving birth. So the king took a new wife who was very proud of her beauty and had a magic mirror. And she would often ask the mirror, who is the fairest of them all? And the mirror would answer, you are. And Snow White became 7 years old. The mirror answered, "King, you are the fairest, but Snow White is more beautiful." The king was jealous, so she ordered a huntsman to kill her, to kill Snow White. But the huntsman couldn't kill her, just to let her go away. And Snow White discovered a tiny house of tiny household, seven dwarfs in the wood.
Dwarves.
In the wood. In the wood. And the king knew that she's still alive. So the king decided to kill her by herself. Three times the king tried to kill her. And first and second, she almost killed her, but the seven drops revived her, saved her. So the last time, the king disguised old woman and brought one poison apple, and gave it to Snow White. Snow White ate it, and fell deep to sleep. Meanwhile, a prince who was traveling over his country just saw Snow White, and he fell in love with her, and he wanna. She was placed in a glass to coffin because seven drops, so she was already died. So the prince wanna have the coffin, and his people moved it, and just to the poison, the inside of the Snow White mouth was pulled out, and she awake. She was fell in love with him, and they got married, and they had happy life.
Any questions? Just kidding.